It's amazing how much trouble your cock gets you into. Before you were married, you had the best life, going out every night and doing whatever you want. But you saw her across the room and she captivated you, didn't she? Her flirty little look, the tossing of her hair, the way she made you think anything was possible. Then you found out exactly what she was capable of and exactly what would be possible for you. You found out the hard way that cock-teasing wives deny orgasms. Let me ask you one thing. Is the excitement of her cock-tease make up for all those orgasms you're no longer allowed? Has she mind-fucked you into being glad you rarely get to come? Things get dangerous when you love the tease more than the release, because that's when your wife knows she really does own you. Cock-teasing wives show no mercy. They tangle you up and trip you up with the sweet frustration of orgasm denial, and before long, you're begging her to keep you denied. The longer she makes you wait between orgasms, the more confused you get. Simply put, cock-teasing takes away your ability to think straight. Cock-teasing makes you stupid. I fear it's too late for you, however. You're terminally cock-teased with endless blue balls, and the prognosis is quite poor. You're doomed to spend the rest of your life with a woman who toys with you the way a cat toys with a mouse. She keeps you hoping for release, believing release is possible, and then wham, denied again. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.